Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're far too kind. Come on, sit down. I appreciate you. You're far too kind. Welcome to Plant Better Conferences. Come on, make some noise. You get to hear a lot of this on our podcast, too. Brick by Brick, Les Brown, Maximum Achievement Team. Make some noise.
Welcome to Season 6 of Brick by Brick with Antonio and Tempest. Thank you for checking us out. Thank you for being with us all this time. I really hope that this season is life-changing for you. I hope this season inspires you to go out in the world and be amazing. I hope that this season inspires you to rebuild your life brick by brick. We're always here to help you. You can always check us out online at batsjr.com or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, same, theatsjr.com, or email us info@theatsjr.com. We're here to help you plant better. Thanks again. Enjoy the show.
Very good training. Very good training. All right. Hey, how's it going? Let me see if I can add a few. All right. We're getting started here very briefly. Very quickly. I'm just waiting for a few more of you, whoever comes. All right. You guys are doing great. You're doing super duper excelente. Super duper. Very good. Very good call. Okay. So I can see you. I've got the window open when I can see your comments. So we should be doing pretty good. Good. Good to see you, Cree. Good to see you, T. Okay. In fact, we're going to do a Q&A. You guys are more than welcome to ask me any questions. So ask me questions of, hold on real quick. Let me grab a towel. Okay, so you guys, ask me questions the entire time, and we will get started. I want to talk about the law of mind, but before I do that, I need to give you some fundamental things. So, one of you post our picture. If you don't mind, post the post Sunday's phone call in here. That would be more than welcome. Looks like I've got some good news on my cell phone. I'll get there in a second. So, anywho, you guys ready? All right. So, I see you guys. Listen, here's what we're going to do. Ask me whatever you want. I have my agenda. Every time we do this, I will always have my agenda. Let me make sure this Edward asks for this. I want to make sure he's on. Okay. Okay, here we go. So, first off, I want to thank all of you. You're here. You're awesome. You are paying. So, yes, no, not the notes from Sunday, just a graphic from this Sunday so everyone can know this Sunday's phone call. Every time we get together, I will have for you an agenda. Ask me questions, but for now, let's wow you with some information. Good to see you, Edward. I'm glad you're here. Great things. Listen, I get that you guys believe. I get that you believe that this life is against you. Okay, it won't. That's right. I forgot we're live. I won't let you do it. That's right. Okay, good. Listen, I get that you believe that life is against you. People are against you. I'm here to tell you right now, you must stop thinking about that. There are some universal laws in this world. Universal. It doesn't matter if the system is against you. It doesn't matter if life is against you, your spouse is against you, your cousin is against you, your family is against you. It doesn't matter if you're the wrong color in the wrong country. It doesn't matter if you're an immigrant or not. If you understand these basic, some of basic and some are not, but if you understand the fundamental laws of life, there are natural laws. What is a law? A law is something that is accurate, that takes place 100% of the time. Okay? Listen to me. You have man-made laws, then you have natural laws. You can travel the entire world. You can travel your dreams if you apply these universal laws. It's a lot of them. I'm going to talk about one. That's going to be the law of mind. Very important. Okay. I have these laws memorized. I commit them to my heart. You need to understand if you're black and you're fighting against white privilege, you're fighting the wrong battle, because a natural law exceeds the law or perception of white privilege. If you're white and you're fighting, you don't want to go to your dad's school or family pressures. Listen, that doesn't matter, because these natural laws outweigh the law of what man has created. Very important to understand this. Why is this important? It is important to know this because no matter what is against you, you are unstoppable. Very important. Very important to get that. No matter what is against you, you are unstoppable. So hopefully I'm making some good sense. Hopefully you're understanding me. So let's see if we can dive into it. I'm watching you as you comment. This will be available as well later for you guys to have, purchase, or whatever. So listen, let's go through it. Your job is to organize your life where it is in harmony with this universe. Listen to what I said. Organize your life. Somebody should be, you want to take notes during this call, okay? You want to take notes. This is a plant better mindset phone call just for you. Okay, this will not be repeated. You need to take this here. You need to take these notes. Organize your life to where it is in harmony with this universe. There are universal laws that anyone can use to dramatically change the quality of their life. So what does that mean? You're a woman and they don't give you equal pay. There are universal laws that will get you the pay that is worthy of you if you apply these universal laws, okay? I understand that this is a man's chauvinistic world, and men do not do right when we are in competition. I completely understand that the system is set up to where 100 women have to compete against 3 job openings. I'm fully aware that a woman doing twice the job of a man with twice the skills will get twice less pay. Okay, I get that. But if you hold in your mind and if you obey these universal laws, this will not be a problem for you. I cannot fight the battle of this system, this matrix in which we live. I can't fight that battle. That's not my job. But I can tell you how to unplug from the matrix. How do you do so? If your mind, your actions, your motives, your seeds you put into ground are in harmony with this universe, you will drastically change the quality of your life. Somebody write that down. If yes, you are unstoppable. If you are in harmony with this universe, you will dramatically change the quality of your life. Let's describe some harmony. Your body must be in harmony with this universe. That means you must exercise. Your mind must be in harmony with this universe. That means you must physically exercise so your mind can be better. That means the friends around you cannot contaminate your mind. That means the books you read cannot contaminate your mind. And the TV shows that you watch cannot contaminate your mind. The more you are not in harmony with this world, the poorer you will become. I'll say that again. The more you are not in harmony with this universe, with what is natural, the more that you are not in harmony with the power of this universe, you will be poor. Listen to me. I want everybody right now, I want you to examine every area of your life where there is lack. And examine it. Every area of your life where you are currently experiencing lack. I submit to you, on this day, you are not in harmony with the natural laws of this universe in those areas. Let's examine some. If you have financial problems, you are not in harmony with the laws of finance. Therefore, you can only get what is contrary to a good harvest, and that is poverty. If you are in a bad relationship, you are not in harmony with the laws of nature that allow you to have a good relationship. Therefore, you get the exact opposite of a good harvest. You get a bad one. Hopefully you're seeing a connection here. Listen to me. Hopefully you're seeing a connection. The connection is very simple. Whenever you are not in harmony with this universe, you get poverty. Period. If your body is not chemically in harmony with the vibration in which you need, call it homeostasis, your body will not produce prosperity. It will produce illness. I need you to, guys, gals, listen to me. I'm calmly speaking to you. All this time, you thought you were sick. You thought you were broke. You thought you were not successful because they would not let you. That's wrong. You're sick. You're not successful because you are not in harmony with the natural laws of this universe. The more you are in harmony, the more you will receive. There are universal laws that anyone can use to dramatically change the quality of their life. Listen to this. Successful people live their lives more in harmony with the natural laws than other people do. It's not that Denzel Washington is lucky. It's that he lives in more harmony with the natural laws of this universe than you do. It is not that Warren Buffett is smarter than you. He'll be the first person to tell you. It's a quote that he says all the time that I love to say. You have the brains, you have the talent, you just don't have the habits of a winner. You can develop the habits. So, both of these people, these examples I've given to you, they have a habitual habit. They have a habitual being, a habitual means of living their life in harmony with the laws of this universe. They organize their thoughts and their actions, whether unconsciously or subconsciously or consciously, to where the natural laws of this universe are forced to adhere to them. There is, in the ancient world, in the philosophical world, in the ancient world, there was a philosopher who examined the life of Jesus Christ. He was a Greek philosopher, but he examined the life of the man that they call Jesus Christ. For Christians, he is God. For Greeks in that time, not so much, but they examined him. And it was said that the natural laws of this world had to obey Jesus because he never had incorrect motives. He never did anybody in wrong or incorrectly. And he always believed. And since he was in harmony with this entire universe, when he asked for bread to be multiplied and fish to be multiplied, the universe had no choice but to do this. Now, think about that for a second. Let's just say that that is true. According to the same book that recorded most of the life of Jesus, or a big chunk of the life of Jesus, according to that same collection of writings by over 40 different authors, that same book says that the same man who is Jesus says that you will be able to have more power than me when I am God. So that means that if we're to believe this, since he was in harmony with this universe and he taught you how to be in harmony with this universe, then you can have whatever you want, regardless of who is trying to stop you, because being in harmony with this universe will lend to you every desire you hold in your heart. Now, what does that mean simply? Successful people do more of the right things. Someone write that down. You should be writing that down. Successful people do more of the right things. That's important. It is important that you understand that there is a universal right or wrong. Not the ones you made up because you have principles. Not the ones you made up because you got somebody else's thoughts in your heads. There is a universal right or wrong, and successful people tend to do more or follow more of this universal or these universal rights or wrongs than unsuccessful people do. Now, let's talk about the bad part, because life is part bad. Unsuccessful people either don't know the universal laws or choose to ignore them, hoping to be spared of the consequences of not following them. I'll say that again. This is worth everything. Unsuccessful people either do not understand or know the universal laws or choose to ignore them, hoping to be spared of the consequences of not following them. That's important. Here's what that looks like. You mistreat your friend, your significant other, you mistreat your body, and you understand that what you do, you will receive back. However, you do it anyway because your anger overrides your logic, and you expect to be spared from the seed you just put into the ground. You can't listen to me. You cannot abuse your significant other. You cannot abuse your finances. You cannot abuse your body. You cannot put drugs in your body, harmful drugs in your body, and then expect to be spared from the outcome. Because the universal law says when you put it out, you're going to get it back. But you won't just get it back. You'll get it back in great multiplication. So I ask you, how are you treating people in your life? Think about this year. Think about this year. How have you behaved? How have you behaved? Listen to me. I'm hopeful that you receive this. Listen to me. How have you behaved this year towards other people? Because if you are not getting that promotion, if you're not getting those coaching clients you want, if you don't have those customers in your job that you want, if your business is going under, consider your ways, because what is happening to you is more than likely you not obeying or observing the universal laws of success, and you're wanting to be spared from the consequences. No one, and I mean no one, no matter how much you have, no matter how influential you are, will be spared from the universal laws. You will be spared from man-made laws, but you will not be spared from the universal laws. Yes, you can commit murder and get away with it if you have a good lawyer, but the universe saw it, and everybody, regardless of who they are, gets what they deserve, good or bad. If you put it out, you will get it back. Universal laws are like the laws of physics. Gravity will be gravity whether you know about gravity or not. Gravity will be gravity whether you are Muslim or not. Gravity will be gravity whether you're a Christian or not, male or female. Gravity will continue to be gravity. I have a question that just came my way. I'll pause right quick and I'll answer this question. How do you cope with negative people you must interact with, such as coworkers? I have two answers for you. Write them both down. I'll give them to you consecutively, and then I'll break them both down. Two answers. Answers number one, smile. I'll break that down in a second. Answer number two, limit your time with these people you must work with. I'll repeat those two answers. Smile and limit your time. Let me show you something that is a universal law. You're going to try to disagree with me, but you will not be able to, because this is a universal law. I want everybody right now to take your teeth and grit them together. Now frown as hard as you can. Grind your teeth and then pull your lips in together and then squeeze your fist at the same time. Everybody do it. Everybody right now, close your mouth, click your teeth together, put your eyebrows with almost touching each other and ball your fist, and then show the top of your teeth only. I ask yourself, what did you just feel? What you felt automatically was anger. Listen, you weren't angry. I walked you through a process. I told you what to do, but doing those facial expressions is a universal law. It's called, there are some expressions, there are some gestures that human beings make that are universal throughout all cultures. That was the angry face. You just made yourself angry with your facial muscles. Your face became angry and your subconscious mind couldn't tell the difference, because your subconscious mind understands we're angry right now because we're doing what is anger. And it flowed through your veins, all the corresponding hormones that allowed you to be angry. So let's re-answer your question. The question was, how do you cope with negative people you must, because you stressed must, interact with, such as coworkers? Great question. Answer number one was smile. Answer number two, limit your time. So watch it. If I just tricked your subconscious into being angry, let's do this exercise. I want everybody to smile. Now watch, there's two kinds of smiles. There's a polite smile that you just curve your mouth, but then there's a real smile to where even your eyes are involved with the smile. So everybody, give me the real smile, open your mouth, smile, but then get your eyes involved to where you know that like do that real smile and then kind of laugh to yourself. And just you laughing at something. Just now look at what just happened right there. The real smile, it didn't put anger into your body. It flowed happiness into your body. You were not happy just now, but the facial expression is a universal facial expression. It is across all cultures, both genders, all cultures. When you do a real smile, your body says, your subconscious can't tell the difference, and it says, hey, we're happy. Throwing these endorphins kill the pain. Throwing these, I forget the name of that hormone, but it makes you happy. It's equivalent to the same hormone you get when you're smoking marijuana or something. It's dopamine. That's it. It shoots that through you. Did you see what I just did there? In one example, I made you angry. In the other example, I made you happy. So when you find yourself unhappy with your coworkers, and let's just branch it out a little bit. Let's say it's people you must deal with. That's a good list. Your mom, maybe your mom's abusive. Maybe your dad's abusive. Maybe they're not understanding. Your spouse, maybe your spouse abusive. Maybe your husband's abusive, your wife abusive, or they're not understanding. Your children, maybe your children are being insensitive. They got to the age to where they talk back and they're insensitive. When you smile a real smile, you not only conquer your own emotions, but you press pause and you create a reality that is worthy of you. Okay, so show me some love. Let me see some comments about that. Number one, smile. Okay, number two, limit your time. Just because you work with someone doesn't mean you have to have every conversation in the world with them. Listen to what I just said. Just because you work with someone doesn't mean you need to talk with them next to the water cooler. Now, be careful. I didn't tell you to ignore them because that's not a work attitude. You can't draw an invisible barrier around yourself because nobody wants to work with the person they can't approach. Be approachable, but also be limiting. Be approachable, but also be limiting. Okay? If you cannot escape people, then you limit your time with them, and you also limit their influence on your emotions. Okay? Be busy. Be too busy for them to hurt your feelings. Go the extra mile and do the work that's not in your job description to avoid them. Here's what will happen. Not only will you neutralize their negativity, but then you actually get promoted because you're doing above and beyond the call of duty, and that will be seen. Yes, yes. Someone quoted something that I say all the time. Just because you invite me to your negativity does not mean I have to entertain it. Yes, I say it all the time. Just because you invite me to an argument doesn't mean I have to show up. All the time, and I mean that, and I mean that from every fiber of my being, I do not show up to arguments just because you invited me. So hopefully that, well, I know that for sure that answers your question. Number one, smile. Number two, limit your time. And I took my time with that answer because that is a real situation that a lot of people face. And I definitely wanted you to have that opportunity to get that answer. And so hopefully you have been helped. Listen, successful people, I hope you understand, successful people are not in harmony with the laws of this universe. Successful people are not in harmony with the laws of this universe. Remember that. These universal laws, they don't stop because you're a nice person or because you're sad today. The universal laws, and they're going to be here whether you want them to be here or not. And they're always going to apply themselves to your reality. It's just like gravity. If you jump off a building, it's not going to just not hit you or something because you're a nice person. Gravity is going to make sure that you fall. Okay? Just because you're invited to something negative does not mean you have to show up. Keep the questions coming. I am paying attention, and I definitely appreciate you. Sometimes one law will precede the other, but they would never contradict one another. And so I want to get into that. There's a few laws. I'll give you, we got the law of cause and effect. I'm not going to talk about that tonight. The law of mind, I will talk about that tonight. The law of mental equivalency. And sometimes you get some things, one to override the other, but what would never happen is they will never contradict each other. One just applies more in your situation than the other. Okay, here's a great example of that. A great example of that is you just did something negative to someone. That's a bad seed. Now, you have the law, you got a few laws going on. You got the law of cause and effect. You got the law of multiplication. Cause and effect is obviously put it in the ground, it's coming back. Multiplication says it's not just going to come back, it's going to come back in great multiplication. So you do something wrong to someone. So you got two laws that are competing with each other to come back. They're both going to be operational in your life. You will get the effect of that seed and you will get the multiplication of that seed. But let's say you apologize immediately or you genuinely apologize as soon as you can. Now, another law. You would now get the effect of your apology and not the effect of the seed you put into the ground if that person is forgiven, if is a forgiving person. So you'll find out that sometimes these things will interchange, but they would never contradict each other. Okay, so let's talk about the law of mind tonight. That's what I want to talk about. I really want you to understand this because I'm doing this similar exercise with my team. It's very, very, very understandable. The law of mind. The law of mind definition says thoughts objectify themselves. In other words, you become what you think about every day. This is important. Thoughts objectify themselves. You become what you think about every day. That is a blessing and that is a curse. Got a question. Do laws operate in certain orders? No. No, it's just you'll get them all or you won't. They come as the universe sees fit to give you whatever harvest that you deserve in the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way. So if you deserve bad things, the universe will apply its natural laws and let whichever ones take precedence. And so you can reap the harvest that you deserve in the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way. If you deserve good things and you got some laws going on and 50 of them apply, which that's not the case, but just doing an example, the universe will take whichever law is in precedence and whichever law or laws and would serve it to you in the quickest, fastest, most harmonious way. It may decide to give you both the cause and effect and the law of precipitation, and it will give you the law of mental equivalency. Law of mental equivalency means you create in your mind an accurate mental equivalent of exactly what you desire. So that means not only did you plant that seed, but that seed is going to come back to you how you pictured it. So here's an example of that. Yes, you ask to raise $21,000. And yes, you do. You will raise $21,000 because you will plant the good seeds. Okay, so you have the law of mind. You believe in your mind you will get $21,000. So you receive that $21,000. However, if your mental equivalency made you sell yourself short by only asking for $21,000 when you needed $31,000, then you're only going to get $21,000 no matter how nice you thought you were or how good your motive was or how beautiful you were to people while you were doing it. Okay, so there you see it. They have the law of mind going on and the law of cause and effect, which is also called the law of attraction. So the law of cause and effect, let me give you all the names that I can think of that the law of cause and effect have been called. And the law of cause and effect is the granddaddy of them all. It is referred to in the Bible as the law of sowing and reaping. That's the law of cause and effect. And it has some other names too. It has other names too, but I'll get into that in another seminar. So here we have it. The law of mind says thoughts objectify themselves. In other words, you become what you think about every day. Thoughts held in your mind produce after their kind. Thoughts in your mind produce after their kind. What does that mean? That means if you hold it in your mind, you will hold it in your hand. That'll never change. That will always be your life. What you think becomes your reality. So if you think you're going to get divorced, that's what you're going to get. If you think you're going to be rich, that's what you're going to get. Whatever you are thinking all the time is what you will get. Earl Nightingale, in his audio program, The Strangest Secret, says you become what you think about. Ralph Waldo Emerson summarized this idea more than 100 years before by saying a man becomes what he thinks about most of the time. Okay, so you become what you think about. And what you think about are your thoughts that you hold in your mind all the time. And so that's the law of mind. So I explained to you how natural laws work, why natural laws work, and how they work without discretion, without prejudice. They will work because a law is a law. That being said, the law of mind, if you forget everything else, remember this. If you hold it with your hand, if you hold it with your hand, it means you first held it in your mind. And that, my friends, is the law of mind. You won't find this many other places. I have helped you. I have given you the law of mind. It is yours to have. It is yours to keep. You are wonderful. You can have whatever you want in this life, and you will get it because you first thought it and you believed it. And so for that reason, if you now have any questions, I shall answer them at this time. Any questions? Okay, got a question coming in. Give me 1 second. Let's see. Here's a question. Hold on, I lost your question. Got to blow up some screens. Let's see if we can get it. Okay. So the question is, wait, there we go. Okay, someone do me a favor. Oh, no, there it is. There we go. Got it. Any tips with developing good habits or studying or with doing other important tasks more I can do for a little bit than fall asleep or something off track? Okay, so you have a couple of things going on here with this question. You know, you have a couple of things, and everything about it is detrimental. Since you don't know the answer, it is not currently in your level of awareness. So thing number one that you need to do is you need to raise your level of awareness by hanging with people who are at a higher level of awareness or reading books on this subject. This is important. This is important to understand. This is a great question. But if you have time management issues, if you have good habit issues, it is because you are not operating with the universal law in this area. And what is the universal law in this area? It's like this in area. If you have lack, you're arrogant in this area. Arrogance is just simply not receiving new information. So read books on how to develop good habits. You can YouTube how to develop good habits. You can ask me, which you just did, so good job, kudos to you, how to develop good habits. And most importantly, everybody write this down, you need to only hang with people who have good habits. Now, some of you are going, well, that's not a problem, I hang with myself. That's the problem. You cannot fix a problem with the same consciousness that created it. Albert Einstein said that you absolutely must be able to raise your level of awareness. So that's one of the things you had going on right there. The second thing was you had a confession. I can do it for a little bit, then I fall asleep. The reason why you don't have the good habits that you desire is because you fall asleep. If you're falling asleep, it's because, listen, it's not high on your priority list. If I told you right now, I have $1 billion for you, you would not fall asleep. If I told you right now, develop the good habits. If you develop good habits for, if I'm going to watch you, if you develop good habits for a year, I would give you $10 billion. You will not fall asleep developing these habits because at that moment, it will become of high priority to you. So, as I said, you have a couple of things going on. You don't have the awareness because you're not where the source of higher awareness is, whether that be friends, books, people, mastermind groups, or mentor. In this case, you are gaining mentors, so good job for you. The second thing going on there is it's not high on your priority list. So hopefully that makes sense to you. If you want change, you have to be willing to die for that change, or you will never get that change. Because in life, you're only getting what you're willing to die for. And most people are willing to die for and in poverty, not prosperity. Any more questions? Any more questions? I've gotten some great questions so far. That's been super stellar questions. I'll just wait a few more seconds and then we'll end this seminar session. Any more questions? Okay. So I can't see any. That makes sense. Don't see any questions. Well, great. So listen, you guys done well. You have the law of mind. I've given it to you in print. Save it. Put it to your phone. Do whatever you have to do. Oh, wait. I do have another question. Do you use caffeine or energy? Or how do you stay up so many hours in a day? So I drink coffee now, but I don't need coffee to stay up. I just drink coffee because I got used to drinking coffee. I had meetings. I'll tell you how I drink coffee. I kept having meetings with people who always wanted coffee. And in America, it's kind of rude to keep turning down people when they offer you free coffee. So I learned how to drink coffee. So in the office, I just save a lot of money drinking coffee than having my refrigerator full of sugar-filled sodas. So I don't need energy to have energy because I operate in infinite energy. I am not, listen, everybody understand this much. I'm always on level 10. I am always excited. You will never meet me on a bad day. Every day you meet me, you're going to meet me on the best day of my life. Why? I'll give you why. Because I only do what makes me great. How can I not be happy when I'm great every time you see me? I only do what makes me happy. How can I not be happy when I'm only doing what makes me happy? I only surround myself with people who are going to sustain my level of happiness. We got three elements there. I do what makes me great. I only do what makes me happy. And I only stay around people who are going to keep me happy. Therefore, I'm always filled with energy because, write this down, I don't surround myself with energy drainers. Some of you haven't taught yourself how to be alone. So therefore, since you are alone, it's detrimental for your self-esteem because you haven't learned how to love yourself. Some of you read and you go to sleep in the first chapter of reading because you haven't figured out that reading is the road to prosperity. And it's not reading that you hate. It's prosperity that you hate. And you have to address that internally. Why do I hate prosperity? When you get there, then you will find your energy. If you're suffering with energy, it is because you have more energy drainers in your life than energy fillers. Great question. Great, great, great question. Good. Okay, so we'll end it here. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you. Guys, we love you. God bless you. Good night. Conquer the whole world. It is yours. You have it. You can be it. Plant better seeds. Get you a better life. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night.